This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16.9 has been covering the digital signage industry for more than 12 years, first online and now as a podcast. This podcast gives me the time to really talk to people about technology and issues, get past the PR and jargon and into what stuff means. I try to help listeners understand why they should care. You can listen to episodes online, get them off iTunes or Google Play, or subscribe using a podcast app. Whatever way you choose, they're free and there's a new one weekly. The 16.9 podcast has been gratefully sponsored and supported from the start by Jeremy Gavin and his team at ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful looking, totally automated content for signage and digital out-of-home networks. Check them out at ScreenFeed.com. ISC already seems like a long time ago, and I had to go into my digital recorder's SD card to look over what interviews I'd not yet dug out and made ready for podcasts. This episode features a couple of shorter interviews with companies that I bumped into in and around ISC's largely dedicated digital signage hall. The first is with a startup based in London called SodaClick that Jason Kremens of Signage Live encouraged me to go see. These guys do creative templates for digital signage, and the interesting things for me were first, that the output files are HTML5, and second, that the guys behind it are graphic designers first. That second point matters because I've seen affordable digital signage content creation platforms in the past that worked well enough, but offered template designs that totally looked like they were designed by software developers with few or no design chops. The second interview is with a company from South Korea called InnoTouch. One of the things I was looking for at ISC was transparent LED on clear film, not the semi-transparent stuff that's part of mesh curtains. Most of what I saw didn't look so hot, the exception being what LG was showing at its mega booth, and then these guys. Their film was genuinely transparent, and they had a tighter pixel pitch than what LG has on offer. It's the sort of thing that would go on windows in retail and on big glass curtain walls, assuming things like heat load got sorted out. I spoke with Eugene Bai of InnoTouch. Here's first is my talk with SodaClick founder Ibrahim Jean. All right, I'm here with Ibrahim Jean of SodaClick. Ibrahim, tell me what SodaClick is all about.
Okay, so SodaClick is a HTML5 content creator. Customers can come onto our web application, create great content, and post it to any CMS. We keep a live connection to that specific content, where the customer can come back to their profile page and update it without any further CMS intervention.
So what's the value proposition here that you are able to greatly reduce the cost of producing content?
Absolutely. So to create meaningful content nowadays, you have to go to an agency, for instance, and the message could be very simple, but you'll be paying a lot of money for it. Mm-hmm. And once you've paid for that content, they generate you, for instance, a movie file. If it's a movement animation or something like this, or it could be a flat JPEG. Then you use that on your CMS. But the problem with that is, with digital signage, is something that you have to constantly change. Maybe, you know, the prices change, a lot of things do change in your content. So with HTML5, we have the means to change that without going back to an agency to recreate the content for you.
So if I'm an end user and I hear HTML5, I may be thinking, that sounds complicated. Like, I don't know anything about coding HTML or marking up HTML. How would I use this, or do I need to know anything about that?
Sure, no, you don't. With SodaClick, it is a graphical interface. Most customers of ours are used to using companies like Adobe, Photoshop, to create their content. So if you are used to some sort of basic graphical editor, you'll find SodaClick very easy. There is no single line of code that you need to know to put your content on your screen. Mm-hmm. Straightforward.
Okay. Do you have, like, if I'm a subscriber to your service, is there like a library of templates or something that I'm working with?
Sure. We're creating content on a daily and a weekly basis, and that's basically, it fits many verticals from the food industry to internal communications to finance and so on and so forth. And we create them in both orientations, so in widescreen and in portrait orientation. So yes, our customers can utilize that.
Where did the company come from?
Okay, so we started off as graphics designers many years back, myself and my brother. We founded SodaClick after seeing a lot of struggle in the design process. We went into social media for a while, and we were guided afterwards from colleagues in the industry of digital signage to look at the digital signage market, which when we did, we saw there is a huge gap in content. Everyone is great at managing content, deploying the content, and making it look fine on displays. But in terms of the content itself, we're seeing a huge gap. And hopefully this is where SodaClick will fulfill that.
Does it replace the requirement for like an outsourced creative agency or anything else, or is it more of a supplement?
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of creative agencies loving the product because it means it will help them deliver content in a much simpler form and maintain that content for their customers. Because a lot of the times the agencies themselves don't have time to maintain some of this content. Mm-hmm. So SodaClick, they know that there's a market for it in their tools. It's something they can utilize to get their content to their customers a lot faster. So they will still probably do branding offline. So they will use Adobe products, for instance, right, to create the assets. Mm-hmm. But they will use SodaClick to kind of merge the content and deliver it to a CMS. So we are kind of that gap, opposed to, you know, you create your content offline and generate it as a static, and then it goes to a CMS. We kind of just fit in between that gap.
How do you know this stuff works? I don't mean technically, but visually, that it's grabbing people's attention and having an impact.
Sure, it's a very, very good question. I mean, we have, myself and my brother, we've been in the industry for 15 years, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it's something we've picked up through the years of what works and what doesn't work. And we're seeing a lot of our customers that come in, they say, we love your content. Your content is very eye-catching.
Right.
And that's something, you know, gives us more motivation to keep going. We do a lot of market research, so we do see content that's been created, let's say, by other agencies, and we try to copy that style, if you see what I mean, and bring it to more of an affordable level to our customers.
Yeah, it's kind of the flip side of what I often see are companies that are created by engineers, as developers, and they have their idea of what creative looks like, but they're not creative people. So they may have a very slick interface and everything else, but their creative looks like shit.
Yes, it does. This is something that we've struggled with in the past from other companies. But for us, because we came from graphics, and graphics is our thing, what came after is a system. So it wasn't the other way around. Yeah. Like you said, a lot of these companies create, this is a great, amazing system, but then they struggle creating the content. Mm. This is not us. We work the other way around.
So how do the financials work? Like, this isn't free. You have to make money out of this. So if I'm an end user, what am I paying?
Sure. If you're an end user, at the moment we have different price models, and for an A8 screen and 10 slides, I believe it's around $20. Mm-hmm. So that's like an entry level. We call that as a starter plan, and that goes up and up to a reseller package and a value added reseller.
So we're talking like $100 a month, that sort of thing, versus $175 an hour for a studio.
Absolutely. And the great thing is, there is no further payments after that. Once you create the content, you don't have to pay anyone to maintain that content for you. You yourself, as a user, can come back and update that content without paying extra cost.
Right.
Yeah, this is exactly how it works.
So we're sitting here in your ISC booth, and I see Powered by BrightSign and official partners of Signage Live. So you're integrated in Signage Live?
That's correct. So at the moment, we have a full-on integration with Signage Live. So our customers of Signage Live would benefit from this integration. What they can do once they finished with their content, they can just hit post to signage live, and that would prompt them to an authentication for their network, which they'll be able to post their content to their media asset library.
If I want to use this, am I required to use Signage Live as a platform, or can we go direct to SodaClick?
Yeah, so it depends on your needs. So if your needs are a one screen or two screens, you can copy the URL, because we can generate a URL out of any CMS system, and you can use that either in a CMS directly, and you can manage that from there, or you can take that URL, because we generate it as a web link, as a website for that matter. Any device that reads a HTML URL would be able to do that.
Right. So In theory, this could go on a system on chip display on HTML5 media player, like an IdeaBox or that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yes. Straightforward.
And is this like your big launch at ISC, or have you been kind of quietly around for a while?
We've been working on this product for a while, but yes, ISC is our international debut, let's put it that way, and we're getting a lot of clients from different kind of walks of life, so it's been very interesting, very colorful.
Do people get it?
Yes, they get it. Once we demonstrate it, it's like, wow, where have you been all my life? This is something. We've had one customer from the British Library, I believe, and they are the tech people. So they came to see what we do. And once we demonstrated it for them, they're like, this is a great tool, because it means I don't have to answer to their marketing department or any of these guys. They can do it themselves. We look after the CMS intervention and the networking, and they can do that themselves, because, you know, we are not creative, exactly like what you said. Tech people are not creative. They try their best, don't get me wrong, but that's not what they pay to do.
Yeah.
Graphics people are creative, and they should do their job. And we are kind of empowering them to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do they find you online?
Just sodaclick.com. And
that was clever.
That was clever. Well, anywhere really.
Just search SodaClick.
Just SodaClick, you find us. You can find us on Signage Live website as well, as as one of their partners,
right.
And BrightSign as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Now, I'm not put off by the fact that you're not listening to this podcast to hear me. Just like audiences to any digital signage, you give your attention to content you find interesting or helpful. That's where my company ScreenFeed comes in. Our sole mission is to make your digital signage network more valuable by making content that is more valuable to your audience. If you'd like to drive more attention to your screens, visit ScreenFeed.com to explore the 75-plus content options we've created to do just that. And then give us a call. Now, back to the podcast.
Here's my chat with InnoTouch.
So the name of the company is what?
InnoTouch Technology.
Okay.
It's up there. It's hard to see.
InnoTouch.
Yes.
And are from Seoul or
from what sort of? Gyeonggi, Korea. Gyeonggi is the province like around, like, you know, a border province of Seoul.
Okay, so it's still metropolitan Seoul. Like, you're not getting out of the country. You're still driving in the city.
But it's going to be an hour and a half drive, quite far.
Well, it could be an hour and a half drive to go two blocks, is what I remember.
You know, you've been there.
I have been there.
Okay.
So we're looking at a transparent LED module, mm-hmm. and it's 16 pixel pitch, full color.
Yes, correct.
And the difference here is these are really thin wires. And it's not this thick sort of ribbon cable.
No, it's not.
And you can see right through it. So the transmittance is what, or transparency?
It's going to be 86%.
Okay.
That's what we see. I mean, every company have different type of measurement. And then they claim that their product is 80%, but I don't see that as 80% transmittance.
Yeah, that's more of a traditional measure.
Yes. But this one, we see that, like, even a pure glass is like transmittance is 92%.
Mm-hmm.
This is, we say, 87.
So the idea here is this could be a divider, a glass divider in an office or a showroom,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes.
And you can see right through it, no problem. Mm-hmm. And unlike some of the curtain mesh
mm-hmm.
ones,
yes.
that look kind of terrible from the back because it's just a whole bunch of metal. This looks like a window.
Yes. Once you turn it off, then you can see that it looks like a pattern on the glass, right?
Right. and you peel off a backing and it's got a silicone adhesive and just goes on.
Yes, correct.
How long is a roll of this stuff?
This is the standard size panel.
Okay, so they're kind of squares.
Yes, correct.
And you put them together like tiles.
And based on if the ordering volume is large, then you can customize it as well.
Okay, and they're interconnected in these strips in behind here? Okay. And is the pitch that you have now 16, is that as tight as it gets, or are you going to go any tighter?
It can be smaller, but the thing is, the beauty of this product is the transparency.
Yeah.
If we go smaller, then you lose the transparency.
Right.
So we try to stick with, like, not go to small pitch. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, down, small is 10 or 12. But, like, for now, we think this is a good solution. Right. So we got the 16
now,
pitch.
Is this meant just for indoor windows with no ambient light, or?
Indoor, we suggest to use it indoor.
Yeah.
And as I already said, it's still a prototype stage. Yeah. So we got to do the more testing. Mm-hmm. So we may able to develop outdoor later, but at this very
moment. How bright are these?
Those are 1500 nits.
Nits. Okay. All right, so they're bright enough. They could be an outdoor window, outdoor facing. Mm-hmm. But will it be able to handle the heat of the sun?
Yes.
They won't shrink the plastic or anything?
No, it's not going
to
be.
Okay, you've tested all that?
Yes, and this is not plastic. It's a silicone base.
Okay.
So it's not going to be shrunk or anything.
Oh, good. Silicone doesn't shrink or expand or anything? I'm no engineer. All right, so the idea for this is primarily as what, advertising, messaging?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And also creating ambient, mm-hmm. where you can put some like random graphics, so city lighting.
Right.
Something like that.
And what do you run the signal with? Is it power over Ethernet, or?
You get a video file. Okay. Any like MP4 or whatever, then use our software, and then like this module accept the signal through the Wi-Fi.
Oh, so there's no signal cable?
No, just Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you're,
as you see right there.
So it's like you're Chromecasting to this.
Yes.
So all you need is power to this.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And a router and computer.
Right.
Yes.
And where would the computer be, though?
It could be somewhere around there. And then you may like control your computer far away, you know, remotely, right?
All right.
And then each module has a controller, and controller has memories.
Right.
So then, like, once you, the Wi-Fi is triggering, sending the, like, data. But once you send it, then, like, you don't need to, I mean, it doesn't need to be online all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like you have... It looks like you come out of touchscreen modules like PCAP and things like that. Where did this come from?
We are originally making the touchscreens, but there's some technology like are similar in between those two. This one just has an LED, but we do print on the PET sheet. That's what we do.
Right.
We do laminating, so we just like buy this like LED. So I mean, technology is pretty much.
So PCAP is a mesh anyway. So you're. This is just a much coarser mesh.
Yes.
With LEDs.
That's correct.
Attached. Okay. So the other stuff you'd already had figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 2 months out from launching.
Yes.
And will it just be in Korea, or are you selling globally?
Globally.
Okay. And how would somebody find this?
Oh, we have strong sales team for the touchscreens.
Uh-huh.
We're selling to Europe or US, Canada, anywhere.
Okay.
So then we have like good good partners. So then we can easily like the customers can easily reach us, and then we can deliver the product
right
when they need it.
And I realize you're not launched yet, but in terms of cost, how would this compare to a standard like 16 or P16 LED? Like, is this expensive?
This is not cheap, but cheaper than other solutions.
Yeah.
I assume that when it became the real production, mass production, the price is gonna get lower. But basically, I see this to be each module with the controller and the software all together, it's gonna be $370 ish.
One of these, 370 each?
370, yes.
That's not expensive.
Okay.
And LED modules are...
They are crazy.
$5,000, $6,000, $9,000, $10,000, $20,000 a square meter, so...
For square meter, the pricing gonna be $1,500 to $1,700, depends on the volume.
Right, okay. Interesting.
That's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned a thing or two. If you're new to 16.9, it's a podcast that's been around for more than 2 years. You can click around the archive and find more than 100 conversations with smart industry folks. If you're new to digital signage, you need to be reading 16.9 at 16-9.net. There are now more than 6,000 posts in there about this industry. Everything about 16.9 is free. Great sponsors make my work possible, and one of those is podcast sponsor ScreenFeed. Check them out at screenfeed.com. 16.9 is a product of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare room in my house, now located outside beautiful, amazing Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.